You think you know him. On this day, I see clearly everything in our life. Better place than a broken dream. A chance to feel my nuts.
Sounds like AEW has little ass.
Adam Copeland, the Rated R Superstar, which for some reason has never been trademarked ever. WWE's probably made millions of dollars off of it. Not a trademark name. Apparently can't trademark the word Rated R.
Apparently Rated R didn't modify Superstar enough. So...
yeah, so
it just, they forgot about it.
So now AEW can just call him the Rated R Superstar Adam. And then Edge has the connections to whoever sings Metalingus and
Alter Bridge.
Yeah, I guess they're BFFs, and they're like, yeah, dude, you can just like have it for like free, I guess. And he's like, oh, yeah. Sweet. So now he's just like, okay, cool. I'll just be Edge, but not Edge. I'll be Adam. So now we can have Adam Page versus Adam Cole versus Adam Copeland. We have an Adam three-way.
Edge left WWE, he put out the video that he didn't re-sign. And that, you know, there's no ill will. He was trying to figure out what he was doing. And, I mean, I may have reposted the video and talked about how dirt sheets create a fire and then add fuel to the fire they created. He could be back in WWE, which, you know, both of those are true. Just because he went to AEW doesn't mean dirt sheets are good. But he showed up. My big issue with it is Tony Khan talked about it would be a new era. And, you know, there's the rumor that he's buying another company. Maybe he's stepping back from the wrestling side of things, having other people do it. Maybe he's going to close Ring of Honor. And it's he hired a 50-year-old Adam Copeland.
Hey, no. 50 is the new 30.
I was saying, nothing against...
They're all doing the DDP yoga, all right? They're all getting shot up with something probably like Motrin, I'm assuming. And they're good. They're good to go. Like, you know, we're working hard. He's going full time. It's a new era.
Yeah.
Right? The Rated R era.
And it's nothing against Edge. I mean, in WWE, I really liked his comeback and his last run. Although, even though the internet loves Edge now, they did not like him during the Judgment Day era. They were asking for him to retire.
Whoa. Actually, it kind of like flipped. Everybody that was pissed off him during the Judgment Day era, love him now because he's in AEW. But everybody that loves him in WWE is like, oh my god, I literally see somebody call him a traitor. Like in all caps.
Yeah.
Like, Edge, you are a traitor. A traitor from what? A fucking bootlicker?
I find it funny that Edge gets called a traitor because, you know, Jericho never really got called one. It's because he had those whole, like, three matches in New Japan. So, well, he's not WWE. But I think Jericho's more of a traitor because he's like, hey, can I do New Japan? And Vince is like, yeah. And Jericho's like, can I do it again? And he's like, okay, but you're going to miss one of our shows. And then he jumped. So I think Jericho, it was a little more... he planned it more than Edge did. I think there's truth to what Edge said. He wanted to fight new people. I mean, he's never had a match with Joe. He's never had a match with Cesaro, Adam Cole, Kenny Omega, FTR. I mean, and if he needed warm-up matches, Jericho and the Hardys are there. And by warm-up matches, I mean because, you know, he's already wrestled them. his first match is actually against the oldest member of the AEW roster, Luchasaurus.
Really? He's that old?
Yeah. And he's a fucking dinosaur, dude.
Let me see. Oh.
He's a dinosaur.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Let me get you the hold on. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I know. But yeah, he's gonna fight. Like you said, he's gonna fight weekly. He already came out and tried to talk to Christian, essentially talked Christian into being good. Christian told him to go fuck himself. You know, eventually there's gonna be an Edge and Christian match. Wouldn't be surprised if he and Darby Allin win the sixth title. And if Edge, I think it seems he's already getting set up to be the new Punk. Kind of be put in the main event, kind of be Sting and Darby's running buddies as the good guys. I do think eventually, clearly, they're going to have Edge and Christian win the tag titles. And before everyone starts to jump, they know they were going to try and have the Hardy do it. So, yeah, it's a thing that Tony Khan likes to do. I don't want to be like people online and call him a mark, but he's definitely a huge fan. And if he can do something that, you know, gives him a nostalgia pop, I think he'll clearly do it.
Yeah.
What I heard, he was super excited Sabu came back, even for that little bit of time. So, you know, I'm indifferent about the news. Yeah, it's cool to see more Adam in wrestling. Yeah, it'll be cool to see big matchups. But I kind of liked the idea of him having a second retirement. You figure when he first was in the company, he was brash. Cheated to win all the time. So by him having a big old retirement, making a smart call about himself, especially with the injury, it hit that Edge. This Edge was more the, you know, the grizzled veteran. I figured him just having a really good match with Sheamus and riding off into the sunset. I thought that really fit. It was like a cowboy story. But he's in AEW. I'm not gonna say he's gonna be awful. Like the internet, like you said, some parts of the internet really hate it.
They're really pissed off. And for what? I don't know. Like, it's like wrestling, like touch grass, like literally, like if you physically can't go outside, go buy those sandals on Amazon that have the grass on it, like, and just put those on wheels around the house. Maybe it'll help you out. But like,
dude, no one actually cares about people jumping ship.
No, like Edge said today in Sports Illustrated that like he's gotten texts from like everybody, from like people that worked in the office to talent to executives, saying like how happy they are for like him.
Yeah. So, and we've talked about it before. Triple H reaches out to people when they go to AEW, and he like congratulates them. Triple H kind of reminds me of the stories you hear about Vince.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he negotiated Bobby Heenan's contract when he left. He helped Brett get the bigger contract. Like, that's what Triple H reminds me of. Plus, Triple H knows in wrestling, you never say never, so you don't want to burn a bridge.
Right.
The one thing I'm not looking forward to this, you know Jericho's going to take credit for this somehow.
Oh, they're going to do like a Talk is Jericho thing. And yeah, he's going to be on there. And he's like, well, you know, like, I feel like you saw me over here. And you were like, oh, wow, I can actually do that. And like, I know I texted you that one time.
You saw me having a career rejuvenation. And I saw you in WWE. And, you know, yeah, you were fighting Randy. Yeah, you were fighting AJ. But that's not what you wanted to do. You didn't want to be in the main event of WrestleMania. You didn't want to win from number one at the Royal Rumble. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. You wanted to come over here to AEW, the real wrestling show. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, okay. Because, I mean, I don't understand the people that are mad he left, and I don't understand the AEW fans that are like, oh, he's going to have a much better run here than he ever had. So his first run, he set tag team championship records, was a multiple-time heavyweight champion, won the first Money in the Bank, and got to have like a top five retirement ceremony. His second run back, sure, he didn't win any titles, but he won the Royal Rumble from one. And I mean, by fighting Roman, Seth, Roman, Seth, AJ, Randy, Daniel Bryan, he was always in the main event mix. Like, yeah. Even with the Judgment Day stuff, it was main event on screen. So it's not like he's getting buried. And if you tell me that a 50-year-old Hall of Famer not winning a title is getting buried, you're an idiot.
I just think they wouldn't put a title on him because they didn't want to make him full-time.
Exactly.
Now the argument is, like, did he want to go full-time in WWE? Because full-time in WWE and full-time in AEW are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
Full-time in WWE, you're working five shows a week. AEW, it's 2 to 3 at most.
Especially since he's the type of guy.
It's only 2 days, actually. I'm sorry, it's only 2 days. 3 days of television, but it all gets taped in 2 days. So,
yeah, he'd be the type of guy that would want to be at house shows too. Like, yeah. I know there are some full-time things in WWE where you're just on TV, and that would be fine, but he'd want to do house shows. He'd want to... I'm also wondering if maybe they're like, hey, you could be a producer or a trainer like Regal. You wanna slowly start doing that? And he's like, no. But I can't imagine it's that, because Rey Mysterio is still in, like, a title picture.
Yeah.
But I don't think Triple H forces people to go backstage like the internet portrays it. I know they're going to do Edge and Christian. For one title run, that's fine. Please don't do Hardys and Edge and Christian. I know.
They're going to somehow get the Dudleys over from Impact.
I know.
Just don't fight it. Just accept your fate, Logan.
And then they're gonna recreate the spot, aren't they? Jeff hanging off and Edge spearing him.
Oh, God. Just bring the ambulance out to the ring at that point. Just have it right there.
But I'm curious to see if Beth Phoenix follows Edge. I'm curious to see what other tongue-in-cheek things they do. I saw one of his trademarks was going to be Legend, but spelled L-E-D-G-E, Ledge, and... Or he put and Edge would be all in all caps. I don't know if that's how they're going to get around calling him Edge.
Well, I saw today, you know, Kenny was like, you have me on the edge of my seat.
Of course. I wonder how long until he's in a feud with Jericho. No. I'm interested to see if he gets to have any, you know, verbal altercations with Don Callis. I'm excited. I'm just not as excited as, like I said, the other section of wrestling fandom where this is the biggest signing ever. This is spitting in WWE's face. Ha ha ha. Big. Yeah, it's like unprecedented because I thought he'd be WWE for life, but
how? I saw this and I want to get your potential take on it. Somebody on TikTok compared this to. Granted, this guy seems to be a quote unquote edgehead. Is that what they're called?
Okay.
He's like, yes. This is like if John Cena went to AEW for me.
So, Edge was never the Stone Cold or Rock.
No.
He was never the Hogan or Savage. But no, this is not if Cena jumped.
Well, okay. Like, if you're talking like just, you know, WWE, like all time, mm-hmm. like, is Edge like a top 25 wrestler to you or a top 50? Like all time?
Maybe towards the bottom of 50.
Towards the bottom of 50? I don't know. I'd put him somewhere in the middle. Probably, if I had to. Like, I could come up with a list of have him like in the mid 30s probably, based on his singles run and his early tag team stuff. So like a top 40 all time WWE wrestler, future Hall of Famer, probably would headline his own class. Maybe not anymore. I don't know. Depends on how, like, what happens in the next like 10 years or so. I would say.
I hear he did.
Oh shit! You're right. Yeah, he's a headliner. He headlined his class, didn't he? Yeah, I say it's a big deal. I wouldn't call it like Cena or like Hogan level of going over, but
no.
I think it's kind of like Scott Hall and Kevin Nash going over.
I think that was bigger for WWE then. I think this is more like when Terry Funk showed up in ECW. I don't think one of the bigger companies is like missing it, but I think this helps the other company a lot more. Or you know, when Mick Foley showed up as Mankind.
Yeah.
Like you could sense there was a shift. The big thing is going to be how he's used in AEW, and the other big thing is I don't want it to. I mean, I know I've talked about all the little tongue-in-cheek things and Christian, but I hope that after they have their feud, before they make them a tag team, that they separate them for as long as they can, and they just have it be out of our mind. And then because I'm assuming they'd have to be faces, so then you'd have Edge save Christian from an eventual beatdown. Yeah. But until then, you just have them apart. I talked about it beforehand. I think this is one of the best runs Christian's ever been on. He's doing really well, and I don't want this to be like in WWE when the deleter of Worlds kind of phased out. They then just slapped Matt back with Jeff, and they're like, oh, the Hardys.
Hey.
Like, I don't want Christian to get... Because I'm sure Luchasaurus is eventually going to turn on him. But I don't want that to happen. Then it's eventually, hey, Edge and Christian, remember?
Well, yeah. Well, you have to go through like your like storytelling here. Like you progressively have to break Christian down. He's got to lose the TNT title. He has to lose everything. He has to be at his lowest point, right? Nobody left like with him getting beat down. Edge comes and saves him. You got to do a reluctancy thing. Like, oh, I don't know if I trust you, if I want to be your friend again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it seems like after tonight, I think they're going for like the one-on-one match anyway, probably at full gear. So that could be the start of his downfall. Maybe next year, at All Out, we get the Christians versus the or Christian and Edge versus the Hardys.
But I'm not looking forward to the eventual TLC match.
It's
the
coming.
Other thing I could see them doing is if they don't bring the Dudleys back, having FTR take their spot. Because in TNA, when Edge and Christian were with WWE, they did the Hardys versus the Dudleys versus the American Wolves. So, I mean, it wouldn't be anything new to replace a team. But it would be likely for the Dudleys to show up, do the TLC, and, I mean, I'm sure it'll be good.
Well,
again,
prepare
the
for this. You know, Adam what? Copeland, he's going to get in a War Games match or a Blood and Guts match.
Yep.
You know it.
And eventually he's got to do some sort of backstage thing with Matt Hardy where they both dog on Lita. You know, that's coming too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, good for Edge. I think his story about coming back is a little cheesy, where he asked his daughters what to do, and they said, go have fun with Uncle Jay. Get out of here. That's like one of those things, like, ooh, I was having a bad day, and my four-year-old told me, God's smiling on you. They didn't say that.
Well, yeah, you know, huge shout-out to Edge's daughters. You know, they told him to go out there and get it. Brian Danielson's daughter's trying to come home next year. So, that's who... I'm not here ranking kids, but if, I don't know if we were. I know who's ahead of who.
Yeah, I mean...
No disrespect to Birdie, Or what is that her name? Birdie? Bird?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But what I'm looking forward to is the singles opportunities. Like I mentioned earlier, Samoa Joe, Claudio, Kenny Omega. I mean, there's even Adam Page. A one-on-one match with Bryan Danielson. I think both of them at this point in their careers could just put on a hell of a match.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to watch Adam Copeland and Jeff Jarrett. Because Edge's first title win in WWE, he beat Jeff Jarrett for the Intercontinental title.
Hey.
I think having Adam Copeland and Jericho, because, you know, Jericho didn't get to fight Edge in WWE when he came back. Some of the younger talent. I mean, I think when they eventually do it, Adam Copeland and Darby Allin will be a good one. I'm also excited for, I mean, Edge and Sting. There's a lot for him to do. Hopefully he's able to do what he wants, and then he can have another big retirement. Will he be the biggest signing in AEW history? No. I think there's an argument that Christian could be a bigger signing because of what he's done, and if he wasn't there, Edge probably would have went there.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that is you remember when he debuted? It was kind of seen as like a disappointment because they kind of hyped it up. Didn't they say like a Hall of Famer or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, a Hall of Fame talent is debuting, yes. And it was Christian. But now, Christian outworked everyone.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, people forget already, but he was the TNA champion for some time. He beat Kenny Omega. But especially if you remember, he was brought in around the same time as Mark Henry and Paul White, and Christian was the one everyone, like you said, viewed as the disappointment. Uh-huh. Paul White's had, what, 1 to 2 matches and is now the captain and Sano, and Mark Henry has done announcing.
He had matches.
Big Show fought at least QT Marshall. At least.
Were they supposed to do something with Shaq?
Maybe. I know Shaq was with AEW before Paul White got there, but.
I spelled it wrong. Apparently there's a bunch of wrestlers that go by Paul Wright. W-R. Okay. Matches. Okay, his last match was on AEW Dark Elevation. He fought Austin Green and beat him in 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Then before that, months earlier, so that was March of 2022, he fought in October of 2021. On Dark Elevation again, the YouTube show, he did a 3-on-1 handicap match. He beat Arjun Singh, Carly Bravo, and Cole Carter in 2 minutes. Don't know who that is. And he did the same thing to some other jabronis. And then his last pay-per-view match was All Out 2021. He defeated QT Marshall in 3 minutes and 11 seconds. So 3, 6, 8, like about like 10 minutes total match time.
Yeah.
Not the best outing for Paul White there.
I thought or Mark Henry really, but
Mark Henry, he hasn't had a match, has he?
No. Nope. And if you remember, all three of them left because WWE wouldn't let him wrestle. So Christian seems to be the best spot here. And like I said, I think he is probably, he could end up being one of the most important signings to date. He was all, which is a little ironic because he was TNA's first big signing. And when he went back to ECW, it was a pretty big deal to see him leave TNA again. So it seems whenever Christian jumps, you know, the world's watching. But this episode isn't about Christian.
It's about Edge.
It's about Edge and how AEW has a little Edge. My final thought is, I thought he didn't want to go full time because he wanted to act. Like, I know he's going to be on the Percy Jackson show on Disney Plus. Does this mean he's going to stop trying to act, or?
Oh, I'm assuming maybe when he says full time, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to be like, oh, I'm going to go full time like 5-6 months, and then I'm going to take a 3-month break, relax, and film a movie or two, spend time with the kids, and go from there.
Minus the movie and the kids, it's kind of like what Punk wanted to work.
I guess. Well, so, Punk did movies. He did a couple movies. He did Girl on the Third Floor. That was a movie.
Yeah, that was a movie.
I think I have it rated on Letterboxd, I think.
I watched it. I enjoyed it.
It was fine. It's kind of weird that it was like CM Punk.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see what. It was weird. Let me see what star rating I gave it on Letterboxd.
But Edge also said he planned on staying with AEW for quite some time. I think he's got to retire there. And Edge. At most, he'll come back to WWE for like a Rumble appearance.
Who said on Dynamite today? Literally, the only segment I watched was the first one. Then I came in here to get some stuff done. He did this segment where it was Jericho and Omega were doing an interview, like a promo.
Yeah.
And he showed up, and then he dropped a "Oh, I had to edge of my seat" line or something like that.
And
he said something along. They're talking about how it's the 4-year Dynamite anniversary, and Adam was like, "Well, I'm gonna be here on the 5th anniversary, the 8th anniversary, and the 12th anniversary, or something like that." So I'm like, that's a lie. Like, if you're here 8 years from now in AEW still, something either went really good or really bad.
And I guess that is just that's something that we will have to watch and see. But
if Edge is on the 12-year AEW Dynamite anniversary, I'll come on this podcast and as a, how old would that be, mid-30-year-old male, I'll eat grass.
You know why you'll eat grass?
Why?
Because you think you know him.
This is like the smoke.
Yep. And then I'll walk out and I'll look around, my eyes bugging out. Oh.
I see clearly. Everything come to life. Better place. And a broken. Now you're at the end of the ramp. You're doing like the. You're getting your fingers ready. You're looking down.
It's like we're on an Alec Baldwin movie set.
Call an ambulance. Call an ambulance. But not for me. Yeah. Good times.
You know, besides our normal, usual podcast YouTube video content, our Facebook has started to get a little bit of a facelift.
It has.
As, you know, if you like and follow us on there, then you will not only see my Detroit and Wrestling series, you will not only see the memes that we put out and the news that we put out, but lately I've started a new segment. The first one is on there called Magazine Memories. Our good friends, the Shearer Brothers, gifted me hundreds of wrestling magazines going all the way back to May of 82. And I decided I'm going to go through and, you know, find articles that either relate to now, or if they do a prediction, I can talk about the prediction and see if it comes true. Just fun, couple paragraphs. It's always good to look through a magazine. The first one that I did here was about drugs in wrestling.
Drugs. What year? You know, it could have been, there's a lot of years you could have done it. I could have done it this year. A lot of wrestlers doing drugs this year. I think it was from, what, the 1980s?
It was the 80s. It was right around the time Mike Von Erich killed himself. It was around the time that the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan got arrested for traveling with cocaine.
Hey, it's all right. Just cocaine.
Yeah, like I said, I go through the article. I compare and contrast. I mean, just something for Facebook. So yeah, make sure to like and follow us on Facebook. Like and follow us on Instagram, on X.
That TikTok. Formerly known as Twitter. Do not follow us on anything. Yes. If we're on anything else that involves X, do not follow us there.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Once I partner up with like Mandy Rose or Paige Van Zandt, and like we do like a collab on something like that, then I'll let you know.
And then we also, of course, have our YouTube page. Make sure to subscribe to us there. Getting a little more views with, you know, some tier lists, some profiles, some podcasts. And then, of course, you know, you're listening to it now.
Yeah.
Make sure that you stay up to date on all of our podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. Who knows, maybe at the end of the year, you will be the number one fan of Pro Wrestling Proverbs on your Spotify year-end countdown.
And if you are, send it over to us. I love those little end-of-year things. Yeah. Our last year, our Spotify one did pretty well, so I'm excited for it this year. So,
oh, yeah.
When's it come? Especially December? We got like 2 months. Sheesh.
How well everything else has been doing. I'm interested to see that. And finally, I mean, you've listened all this way. Why not buy some merch? We do have an Etsy store with shirts, bomber jackets, hats, shot glasses, signed 8x10s. You can get your own Logan scriptures. There's pins. There's stickers. Whatever you could find at a wrestling show, we have on our Etsy store. Besides that, I mean, you followed us on the socials, you subscribed to our podcast and YouTube channel, and you bought the merch.
I'll just give you a big old kiss on the forehead.
Big old kiss?
That's the second podcast in a row I said that. Depending on which order you listen to these in. Well, but, I'm just looking to kiss somebody. I just want to kiss somebody on the forehead. Be like, yeah.
So, you know, until next time.
Until next time.